Dear Killian, I am writing to you to tell you exactly how I feel right now with everything that is in the news.
Zaire Emery goes for goal and finishes off the PSG victory.
C'est lancé, Nuno Mendes ravive, Nuno Mendes passe devant Cuadrado, le tir, oh il est bon celui-là, le but de Nuno Mendes.
You know the football, it is what it is.
Le premier but de Ronald Colomboni avec le Paris Saint-Germain, quelle joie!
Hello and welcome to PSG Review, also known as the show figuring out exactly what to think, let alone how to feel about Kylian Mbappe. A lot has been said about him, and he certainly has a way to constantly keep us on our toes. So many times it has been guaranteed that he has now signed with another club, and it's never been true so far, but it's slowly but surely starting to feel quite likely, perhaps even inevitable. Anything can happen. We know that. We have been through this before, but this is the episode that whether he goes or not, I make peace with the fact that he might and probably should. Enough is enough. We get absolutely nowhere by living through this Groundhog Day over and over again. This is PSG Review and my name is Mikko. We will talk a little bit about Mbappe today for sure, but there are also other topics as well, and we can't let the good things about future to be buried under what is increasingly becoming the past. Make sure you've subscribed to PSG Review from any and every platform you listen to podcasts from, and find and talk to me online at PSG Review Pod on Twitter and at PSG Review on TikTok and Instagram. We will talk about the match against Nantes, and we will talk about the situation in the Champions League after a great victory in the first leg against Real Sociedad, but let's deal with this Kylian situation once and for all. Basically, the word on the street is that he has now notified Nasser Al-Khelaifi that he doesn't intend to extend any longer in Paris, that after 7 years, he's ready for something else. To be honest with you, nothing is certain until there is an official announcement, but it starts feeling like, okay, perhaps this is the reality now. There is another report that says that he has notified his locker room comrades, the rest of the squad, about this plan as well. And last time when he ended up extending, it was closely kept secret until the last moment. So now, even if the rumor is that this information is out, it could be out for real, because one or two people can keep a secret, but not 20 or 30. That's not even to say that we have a leak in a locker room, but someone's gonna be asking. They end up giving a telling look, something, you know, smile, I don't know, or cry, something like that. You know, secrets, they don't survive big crowds, even if lies, they do thrive in them. Him not starting against Nantes was also a pretty solid signal, but we get into that match a little bit later on. One of the reasons why I am okay to think along those lines that he might be going is because I'm actually quite excited about this new time, new era, the post-Mbappe era. So if that's what's going to start, then let's have it. As a side note, although a pretty massive side note, I was chuckling by my phone as I was reading the news that according to one report or another, he still needs to agree with his future club, Real Madrid as it may be. Some small details like his image rights and the participation in the Olympics this summer. These are sizable question marks. I wouldn't be quite confident about those things unless you're willing to give him exactly what he wants. He's not very flexible. Difficult to see him making huge compromises in those specific areas, but then that is somebody else's problem. It's not my problem. I will personally care about it as little as I care about who Adrian Rabiot's mom has upset now. All that is in one of my favorite categories in life that is titled None of My Business, and I alphabetize all sorts of nonsense that is no concern to me in that category. It's a big, big box with the shredder on top of it. Now, the fact that he did not start against Nantes, what is the significance of that? Some said that it was a direct punishment for leaving, and others that it was simple rotation, but I personally, really, I don't agree with either one of those notions. Kylian Mbappe might have lost his privileges. Rotation is something that happens in a healthy organization, in a football squad, but he has been above that even when it absolutely would have served him and the collective as well. I mean, everybody needs rest sometimes. So we didn't want to upset him, perhaps with a hope that he would extend his contract. So he was rested now because it was the right thing to do. But what is not usual is that before this change, he would have absolutely started the match, even if it wasn't necessary, even if it wasn't the best thing to do. What has happened now is that Kylian Mbappe has handed over his leverage with PSG, and that fact should show in the way that he's used for the team. We need to start building the attack for the future. That should involve players who we have in the future. He should rest at least before the Champions League matches and then substitute it off when we are having a safe lead. We don't need to keep, for instance, Gonzalo Ramos on the bench because his style doesn't fit very well with Kylian. This is not about snubbing him. It's about being pragmatic and future-leaning. We all know that he doesn't think he needs rest, but just like everyone, he must. With this decision, everyone's free, and I genuinely hope that we will see this from the way that Luis Enrique is making decisions and leading this team. Losing privilege will undoubtedly feel unfair to him. It always does, but now he is just like anyone else and he needs to live with that. Losing privilege, of course, is not unfair. It just feels unfair, but it's actually just sort of leveling the playing field, and that is going to happen. Well, I hope it will happen in future during this rest of the spring, going to the next summer, because there's no reason to try to keep him happy as such, because his decision has been made. And that can help us in order to build a little bit more balance in this operation, because it is a team sport after all. How will then his time in Paris be remembered? He came in a couple of weeks after Neymar as a young promise from Monaco. He had had one great season there, including a great Champions League run. But it was in Paris where he really grew up to be one of the best, if not the best, which he, in my estimate, is. He won the World Cup as a PSG player and scored a hat-trick in another final. He broke many records and is a top scorer of the club all time. He has dominated the Ligue 1 stats for years and been basically the best player in France, hands down, even when there were players like Messi and Neymar. He has also had his other moments, constant frustration if ever he was substituted. There's been ill-timed comments that he has had to apologize later on, but for me, more than anything, his time in Paris has been darkened by the constant rumors about his potential departure. They have taken all the attention away from what really matters, and it's been tiresome. It really has been. And if indeed he's now on his way out next summer, as seems to be the case, I will say that number one, we're quite well equipped for the time after him. And number two, it will be an end of an era. I certainly hope so. An era of excessive player power, era of unbalanced squad, and also era of players given liberties in terms of not having to participate in defense, for instance. We need something a little bit better in future. And now, if things go as they look like they might, we have that new era dawning. I hope that the right choices, good decisions are going to be made next summer for the squad building. And of course, in all of this, there is also a huge downside, and that is that we will lose the best player in the world. But that individual quality hasn't come without any negatives. It is what it is. It's not a massive criticism, but if you watch PSG like I do, I think you get what I mean. Who knows how his other negotiations are going, and some of this will have financial implications on us as well. Well, it will certainly have huge impact financially, because our biggest salary will disappear from the wage bill. But to what extent is he excusing his loyalty bonuses and such? This has been talked about. Perhaps we will have more clarity on that later. But fair play to him even entertaining those topics, because he absolutely doesn't have to. But of course, it is very nice if he does. It's one of those things. Neymar got into an argument with Barcelona about loyalty bonuses after he had left, and of course, leaving, especially against the club's wishes, seems somewhat disloyal, but the contracts are drawn as they are, and everybody has signed them as voluntarily as they have. So the same thing applies with Kylian Mbappe, and I do appreciate if he is making some concessions, and perhaps that is also in his own benefit, because the truth of the matter is that he probably doesn't want to burn any more bridges to Paris than what he has to. After all, it is his hometown, but also he is going to have, and he already of course has, so much money that losing some of it might be worse in terms of what it would do to your reputation. Or indeed, if you are letting go some of those monies that belong to you, that can do a lot of good PR for him, which is something that he doesn't seem entirely uninterested in either. If I was him, without knowing any of the specific details of his current situation, but if I was him, and if indeed this now is the case, I would organize a press conference together with the club, with PSG, as soon as possible. Pretty much I would thank the club and its supporters for all the great years and memories, and give my solemn promise to do everything that I can to win all the available trophies before taking the shirt off for the last time, or for the last time for now, certainly, because who knows what the future holds. But I am also not one of those people who is counting on anything in the future after his contract with Real Madrid or whatever, whether he will come back, whether he will be interested in coming back. We don't even know if we want him back at the time and what that would do to the dynamics. I hope that at the time we're already going to have something else running and new players and so on and so forth. So who knows what the future holds. But either way, if I was him, I would make this promise to the fans, to us, I'm one of the fans, and say that I am going to do everything that I can to deliver, and then delivering. I'm not saying deliver all those trophies, because it's not very easy, but you know, just to show all of us that he wanted to give them to us, that he wanted to give us the Champions League, that whatever happens, and anything can happen, he isn't responsible alone what happens, of course, this season, but show us, Kylian, that you wet the shirt every minute. Don't be indifferent. Don't be selfish. Don't complain, but give your all. And then I believe that many fans, I guess very much including me, would say fair play and thank you. And some fans would not forgive him, but at least he would have done all that he can in these circumstances. That's how I would go about it. Kill all the speculation and free us all. Mbappe's time in Paris, of course, is not over, but it seems that there are only few more months left of it. 4.5 months, to be quite precise, or a little bit less. And it's not like we play football until the end of the June anyway, so it's more like 3 months and a bit. It's not a lot, but it's enough if things go well. A lot can happen. Also, a lot can not happen. It's all up in the air. And he has got a, you know, strong hand to play here, so I hope that we're gonna see that happening. One thing about him is that he is incredibly competitive. We know that, and this is his chance to make his mark in Paris, winning Champions League, which by no means is easy. Of course, it's not easy. We all know that it's not very easy. And it is not even my expectation, very far from it this year. But he will have to give his all in order for that to be able to happen, in order for there to be a possibility for that to happen. And this is his legacy. This is a legacy question, and he cares about this stuff. I'm hoping for a good run, but he's aiming for the trophy, because that's the thing with this modern PSG. The players are measured against the European success. Zlatan couldn't win it, Neymar and Messi couldn't bring it to us, and for now, Mbappe has his last chance, the last dance, certainly for the time being, so he should have his project cut out for him. One thing that is left for him to do on top of these trophies, if he wants individual accolades, which I suppose he does, that seems to be the case, the top scorer for one season in Ligue 1, that the record all time is 44 goals. Kylian Mbappe has at best done 33, that is less than Cavani's best season, which was 35, and Zlatan had 38 on his last season. So right now Kylian Mbappe has 21 goals, there's 12 matches left. Will he be able to make a new record for PSG? That would be 39 goals a season, or possibly go all the way to 44, 45, I suppose, then he would be alone all the time top scorer. Of course, these are very big numbers. It's not very easy. It doesn't look very realistic, but this is a guy who has done stuff before that didn't look very realistic. So let's see how it goes. But that might be like one of the records that's still standing that he doesn't have in France, in Ligue 1. So it will be interesting to see how he will do with that. I have to say that right now, I don't feel angry. I don't feel sad. I don't feel happy. I don't feel overly much anything about Kylian Mbappe at the moment. I think he has done great things for us. I think he's also a very specific player. He's an amazing player. He's a great player, but he's not a simple player. It's not a simple story. There are a lot of downsides. There's a lot of edge to him, which is perfectly natural. I was earlier mentioning some of these things that have happened during his 7 years in Paris. But 7 years is a long time, especially somebody who's been coming of age here in a big city and in a big team when there's been all sorts of players around him. There's been so many different managers who has been coaching him. And all in all, I would say that it's quite understandable some of the things that have happened. I'm not happy that he's going, but if he's going, then he must go. And I am looking forward to the PSG new era time after Kylian Mbappé. Today we are talking a lot about Kylian Mbappé. Of course, that's quite natural considering all things that are happening. But if you find that frustrating or upsetting, then it's good to remember that in a couple of months' time, I will not talk about him again. And I think that PSG will be okay without him. Ever since this last report came out, the internet has gone nuts with the speculation of who is going to come in instead of him. Then the Photoshop guys, they haven't had a break since, as they design images with any and every player with PSG kit on. I won't speculate too much on that. We will see. But what I would say is that the people who should perhaps worry a bit are the ones from Ligue 1 itself. Within 12 months, French league have lost then Neymar and Messi and now Kylian Mbappe, by far the biggest names of the league. And these are the types of players whose absence will impact possibly TV deals and, you know, general interest to the league. I think that PSG is going to come out of this better than Ligue 1 might. Come what may, like said, there's no final word of confirmation yet, but the evidence is piling up, even if it essentially is just the word of people who are wrong fairly regularly and who have all been wrong about Mbappe's departure before. But it just seems like this is what is going to be happening. But to quote the man himself, this is not Kylian Saint-Germain. This is Paris Saint-Germain. There are other topics as well, believe it or not. PSG was playing on Saturday night, which is last night, yesterday, as I'm recording this on Sunday, playing against Nantes a few days after beating Real Sociedad at Parc des Princes, and this was always going to be a pretty tough match with little rest and a lot of rotation. I already mentioned that Kylian Mbappe wasn't in the starting lineup, but neither were Dembele or Hakimi. All of them got some minutes, but with the buffer we had on top of the table, it was a smart move from Enrique to rotate and manage the workload of the players who we are going to very much need during this spring and hopefully all the way until the early summer. Donnarumma was in goal. He had a great match with some wonderful saves, clean sheet, and it deserves to be said that it starts to be a long time since he had his last blunder. He's been doing fairly well and all credits are due for that. What a great time to be in form. We had a backline with Marquinhos and Danilo, with Lucas Hernandez and Warren Zaire-Emery on the flanks. Manuel Ugarte was back at the bottom of the midfield and Vitinha there with him. Then there was Asensio. Lee Kang-in was back also for the first time after the Asian Cup. Kolomoani against his former team Nantes and Bradley Barcola in his usual spot as well. Many, many changes, but still very solid. PSG was incredibly dominant, but Nantes was effectively working on their low block. They did get some very dangerous counterattacks, but the story of the first half was that PSG had 82% possession of the ball and no shot on target on the goal. By the way, it was guarded by our own Titi Parisien, Remy Decam. I'm always a little extra nervous when we have our former keeper against us, and this was just one of those matches this season. We have already played against Mike Maignan, Moridio and Marcin Bulka, and they all have done pretty well against us. Second half, Lucas Hernandez scored a real banger from a distance, and such is the case that when you can't find room in the box, when the opponent has filled that area with its players, you have to try and surprise them from further, and that's what Lucas Hernandez did. Second goal came from a penalty, which is another thing that can happen when you create pressure. The box is so full of players that if you get there with the ball in 90 minutes, there is a chance that one mistake is made by the opponent and it will give you an opportunity to score from the spot. And Mbappe, who had come in on the pitch a bit earlier, scored that penalty, and 0-2 was the end result as well, despite many great opportunities by Nantes. Like said, Donnarumma was solid, and Manuel Ugarte and Lucas Hernandez were some of the best players on the pitch as well, as far as I'm concerned. A very important win. Happy to have it in the midst of all this media hype that is currently going on. Need to keep our head down and focus on the task at hand. All the players need to do that. In this episode, I won't be getting too much into the detail about the Champions League match against Real Sociedad. That was on Wednesday, the 14th of February. It's our great Valentine's Day tradition by now, and a solid match at home. That was also 2-0 with goals by Bradley Barcola and Kylian Mbappe. Barcola's goal especially was a wonderful one. To be honest with you, I'd feel more comfortable with a little bit bigger advantage for the second leg, but as much as I'm expecting a difficult match there early on next month in front of a rowdy crowd in a great stadium, I of course have to trust that PSG is well positioned to win. There's no other way. I imagine the first goal will be the key there, so whoever gets that, well, let's just say that let PSG be the first team that scores on that stadium on that night. Real Sociedad have many injuries and they've been up and down this season, but a curious fact about the last match is that as PSG got 2 goals behind their keeper, that doubled their conceded goals in this season's Champions League, as they had only conceded 2 goals in their first 6 matches in the group stage. So in that way, it was a very good result, but also it's a note to self that it won't be easy to score that many more goals against them. It is possible, of course, I imagine it has to be possible, but it's not going to be easy, I would assume. That next match will be on 5th of March, and some serious matches before that also. Next weekend at Parc des Princes, we are playing against Rennes, and then following Friday against Monaco, and that one is on the road, and then it is trip to San Sebastian. That's where we will be measured, and I look forward to seeing that match as much as these ones before it. The women's team players are heading to their respective international duties, or if not selected, staying at the training center practicing. And next month there is more club football for them, including the quarterfinals in the Champions League, which for us will start with the trip to Gothenburg, West Sweden, where we face BK Häcken, and then meeting them again at Parc des Princes. Let me stress this to you if you are in Paris, because there are listeners also in Paris, even though this is in English. But of course, if you are in Paris, happen to be in Paris at the time of the second leg, go to Parc des Princes to support that. The match is going to be there. It's going to be big. And this is a team that really deserves your support. For the rest of us, we will be watching it from the television through YouTube. I think they're going to be showing it live and free, perfectly legally. Otherwise, it's all good. That's pretty much it for this time. Make sure that your subscription is in order and recommend the show to whoever might be interested in it. And find me on social at PSG Review Pod on Twitter, or at PSG Review on TikTok or Instagram. All episodes are also now available in YouTube these days, so if that's something you naturally use, you can go and listen to these from there as audio. There's no video, but you know, it's an option that is available. Thank you so much for spending this moment with me. My name is Mikko, and next time we have more PSG topics to cover, and until that, all I say is peace.